It's at exhibit number 009002, sir, at page 10. Can I ask you to look, sir, a little, Mr. Whitten, a little further under item number 2 on page 10? The following statement appears here, and I'd like to ask you about it. It says, INCANA should be expected to provide a good understanding, including validated habitat models, of the potential for any SAR to be disturbed by the proposed project. It appears that the information provided lacks basic scientific principles. Do you see that?
Yes.
Do you still stand by that statement, sir?
In part, additional information was provided by INCANA.
Could we maybe address some of the surveys that INCANA may have done?
Sure.
I'd like, in particular, if I could, to talk about the breeding bird survey. Now, my understanding is that there was no survey done for the burrowing owls. Is that your understanding?
That's my understanding, yes.
All right. So would you would still stand by this statement with respect to that species?
Yes.
All right. Can I ask you to turn to Appendix 5J, the breeding bird survey? I'm sorry, sir, I don't happen to have an exhibit number for this one. If you'll just give me a moment, we'll be able to pull it up on the screen. Exhibit 002110, and it's Appendix 5J. Exhibit 014, perhaps? 002014. Did you examine the methodology for the breeding bird surveys, Dr. Whitten?
Yes.
All right. I just want to make sure that I understand what is presented in this material. Now, do you understand this to be, under 5J1, a general description of what INCANA did in terms of a breeding bird survey to prepare its EIS?
Yes, but I believe this particular approach might have been mandated in the guidelines.
Just so that I'm clear, two field surveys were done in the period 1 to 13th of June 2006. So two field surveys in a period of 2 weeks in 2006.
Yes.
Plus a point count survey and a second point count survey.
Yes, I don't have the details in front of me that you're reading from.
Do you have any reason to think that this is inaccurate?
No.
All right. Now, you've heard some of the I take it you would have heard some of the criticism of the survey methodology adopted by INCANA in respect of wildlife during your review of the materials.
Yes.
All right. Let me take you back to your report of February 2008, exhibit 009002. at page 12 this time. And I'd like to go to this second last paragraph under heading number 4. I'd like to read you the following statement and ask if you still stand by it. In Canada's apparent reluctance to conduct adequate statistical analyses, including the power analyses and consideration of sample sizes requested by GOC, is disappointing and disenchanting. If the lack of proper power analyses is typical for Canadian environmental assessments, as INCANA argues, then the typical assessment is inadequate indeed. Sir, do you still stand by that statement?
Yes, but with the caveat they did provide additional analysis regarding the power of some of the data collected.
Yes, and I don't want to engage with you on that.
Neither do I.
Yeah. What I understand you're saying is that while INCANA attempted to bring forward some analysis on some data, otherwise, your opinion here, you stand by that opinion today.
Yes.
Let me ask you to turn to page 15. At the second paragraph, and I'm going to read you the following statement. It says, this is why the benchmark of natural range of variation is not a good parameter for predicting impact significance. We provide this suggestion quite aside of the fact that natural variation has not been quantified by INCANA, and therefore their claim that a given effect is within the natural range of variation is flawed. Do you still stand by that statement today, sir?
Yes.
Can I ask you to turn to page 21? Under the heading fragmentation. And I would like to read you the first phrase. Habitat fragmentation was not assessed. Now, when I read this in your report, sir, have you had a chance to read that paragraph, sir?
Yes, sorry.
What I understood you to be saying in the phrase that I read out to you is that habitat fragmentation was not assessed in the EIS. Did I understand that correctly? Am I interpreting that correctly?
I believe it was considered, but then there were some discussions around the actual widths of the linear disturbance.
Considered and assessed, are you using those terms in the same sense?
I'll say yes.
I'll come back to this then in a moment. But the final sentence, you go on in that to say, let me just read this out to you. Habitat fragmentation was not assessed because it was considered to be a key issue for the project. I'm sorry, because it was not considered to be a key issue for the project, as disturbance from pipelining would be less than 2 meters for well tie-ins and less than 4 meters for loop lines. These widths were considered insufficient to result in a habitat fragmentation effect. However, these claims remain unsubstantiated and lack any provision of rationale related to the potential impacts to all VECs, large and small, from linear disturbances less than 4 meters in width on the ecological integrity of the NTA. Do you stand by your statement, sir, that the EIS conclusion that these widths were insufficient to result in habitat fragmentation effect remain unsubstantiated and lack any provision of rationale related to the potential impacts to all VECs from such disturbances?
At the time the report was written, yes.
Yes, and today, sir?
Yes.
May I ask you to turn to page 29 and the last paragraph?
Okay.
I will read to you a sentence and I'm going to invite you to comment on the verb that you've chosen. I think it's a verb. In addition, it is imperative that all environmental reporting during construction, operation, decommissioning, and abandonment phases be transparent. Now, the word you used was imperative here, and that's a very strong and powerful word. I'm wondering what you envision as a transparent output from all of this environmental reporting. If your recommendation were adopted by the panel, and I'm a member of the public, what would I be able to see and how would I see it?
I believe this sentence was made in reference to the policing of activities in the NWA. We have heard some evidence where not necessarily everything is coming forward that happens in the NWA with respect to trail access, what have you. I believe that's where I was going with, given the context of the area and the sensitivity of some of the habitats and wildlife species, the idea of everything coming forward to whoever or whomever is policing the activities, the public needs to be assured that everything is coming forward.
All right. And let me take you to then page 33 of your report. And this goes to the question of setting the bar for environmental assessment in a national wildlife area. I'd like to read the final sentence of your report under section 5.1. Heightened attention to and effort in designing mitigation measures and alleviating project effects should be expected in light of the proposed project occurring in a globally recognized national wildlife area. Do you stand by that statement today, sir?
Yes.
And above in that paragraph, the following statement appears. The overarching question, is there enough quality information to gauge the potential impacts to wildlife from Encana's proposed project in the AIS, guided this review report? Additional information is required in several instances. Do you stand by that sentence today, those two sentences today, sir?
Yes.
May I ask you to turn to your second report, August of 2008? It is exhibit 009006. And I'd like to turn to page 6 under recommendation number 2. Now, this is the August 2008 report. When you prepared this, sir, did you have an opportunity to see INCANA's reply of August 13th, I believe it is?
No. That was reviewed post this report.
All right. That's helpful to me. Under recommendation number 2, you state the following. We concur that evidence supporting impact predictions was not provided in many instances. See Wildlife Report number 1 for specific details. There's a heavy reliance on unproven or questionable mitigation strategies, and several species at risk were not assessed through systematic surveys. Do you still stand by that view today, sir?
Yes.
And can I ask you to turn to page 14 under recommendation number 38? You're responding to a D&D recommendation, and I'm just going to I'm going to read out your response. We agree with this recommendation. Several conclusions relating to wildlife in the EIS appear to be based more on subjective professional judgment than actual filed data or model results.
That should say field data. Sorry.
No problem. So with that modification, do you stand by that statement today?
Yes.
There's a similar comment with respect to cumulative effects at page 15 under recommendation 32. I'm going to read out again your response to the recommendation. We agree that the cumulative effects assessment for the wildlife VEX was inadequate. The proponent did not undertake a cumulative effects assessment for all terrestrial wildlife species listed on Schedule 1 of SARA, as all environmental effects on all species at risk VEX were predicted as being not significant or negligible. These predictions were generally not based on quantitative data or were based on insufficient data and subjective professional judgment. Do you stand by that statement today, sir?
Yes.
So perhaps I can take you to your recommendations, which were set out in the slide that you provided today at 009-11. Under Wildlife Report number 1, recommendation number 3.
Yes.
I'm just going to wait for this to be projected up on the screen. If it's, it won't be on the screen. Oh. I'm sorry. One moment, Mr. Chairman. We'll deal with some technical issues here.
Yes.
All right, Mr. Chairman, this particular document is the slide presentation that Dr. Whitten used in the course of his presentation. It's not available to be projected.
No, it has not been entered into the registry because it's just been received at this point.
Right, and I do intend to ask just a very brief series of questions respecting this, and I'm afraid it just won't be able to be projected. But I think, Dr. Whitten, you've got it, and the parties have it. So can I ask you to turn to number 3 under Wildlife Report number 1? I'm afraid I didn't understand what you were trying to say here, so I need to ask for clarification. There's a question mark behind the phrase timing of Encana fieldwork, and I just don't know what you're referring to here.
Oh, sorry.
I'm not looking at the correct. Okay. Number three was a request to explain the process behind finalizing the EIS guidelines. My understanding, and I may be incorrect in this, was that the guidelines would be finished before fieldwork was engaged.
All right. Now, just let me be clear about this, if I could. When you talk about EIS guidelines, you're talking about the guidelines prepared by the Joint Review Panel for the preparation of Encana's EIS for the purposes of this proceeding.
Yes.
All right. Do you know when those guidelines were finalized?
Not the exact date, no.
All right. And then the question, timing of Encana's field work. Am I to understand, let's take the field work with respect to the bird surveys, those 2 weeks in 2006. Am I to understand that that field work was done before the EIS guidelines were issued?
As I just said, I can't recall the exact date off the top of my head when those were issued.
So what do you mean by this phrase, timing of Encana field work, question mark?
As you just described, I was questioning at the time I prepared this of not just that survey in particular, but all of the wildlife field components. Were they done before the EIS guidelines were finalized?
All right. And why, in your mind, is that material?
To me, the construction of the guidelines should have, in part, guided what was done in the field.
Mm-hmm. All right, that's helpful. Thank you, sir. May I ask you to turn to recommendation number 11 under report number 1? It says, consider arthropod species and assemblages as key indicators of environmental impacts to wildlife. Would you agree with me that that has not been done in the EIS?
That has not been done.
Mr. Chairman, I think that if we could, it's 25 after 10, and this would be an appropriate moment to take a break. I'd like to consult with some of the experts I have here, and that will inform the progress of my cross-examination in the morning. I'm sure I won't take long, but I'd like to take the coffee break to be able to consult and come back informed and finish off.
That would be fine, Mr. Lambrecht. We'll break now and return in 15 minutes, so at 10:40. Thank you.